Hello everyone, this is Brother Akuo here, and today I just want to bring an exhortation, encouragement, and also I want you to test yourself, and this is kind of a study on being separate yet in the world. And I want to start in John 17:15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. And that was Jesus' prayer to the Father. So as we go about our day-to-day lives in Satan's kingdom as children of the Most High, we're called to be separate, holy, and set apart for the Lord. We're going to see things we hate. Psalm 119:104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. We're going to see, hear, and experience much evil. 2 Peter 2, verse 8. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. That's talking about Lot there. But if we're born again by the Spirit of God, being led by him, not our flesh, he'll keep us from all evil. This is important because in order to reach the world and share the gospel, we must have a thick skin. Hebrews 12, verse 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. The only way we get that thick skin is by doing the will of the Lord, guided by the Holy Spirit. Job 17, verse 9. The righteous also shall lay hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. On the contrary, if we allow our flesh to lead, and weakness to lead, it's a symptom of an underlying issue. Mark 4, verse 40. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? God promises to preserve us in the world, even praying for us to the Father that we be kept from the evil. 2 Peter 2, verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. If we cower away from the world, saints, how do we reach those who need the truth? How did you yourself come to the truth? Romans 10:14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? The Lord is looking for laborers for his harvest, and we know what the Lord will do with lazy servants who can't look upon, hear, or experience evil for the gospel's sake. Matthew 25, verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. If we have the light, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to share it in every way possible. Our neighbors are dying and marching to eternal damnation in droves. Will you be bold enough to labor for the truth? James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. If not, you have no hope of eternal life. Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Much of the peace and joy authored by the Holy Spirit is not a fear of the world and its evils. It's a confidence to overcome all in Christ, John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Christ came to call sinners to repentance, but how can we call sinners to repentance if we aren't active, laboring in the Lord's harvest. Luke 5:31-32. And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. As the world gets darker, the saints of God will shine brighter, a beacon for truth. But how can people find the truth if we succumb to our flesh's needs and wants? Romans 8:5-8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. To put it bluntly, saints, if you're stumbled by hearing or seeing day-to-day worldly activities of lost people, you're walking in the flesh. The Spirit of the Lord will preserve us from evil, and we have a duty to be in the midst of the congregation declaring the wondrous works of God. All of us were grievous sinners at one point. I was definitely chief. Yet the Lord had abundant mercy on you and me, and now allows us to continue in His Son by the grace which He's given us by Him. The proclamation of the good news of God in Christ Jesus is light piercing darkness, not only an edifying work for the body of Christ, but an edifying work for diligent seekers who are looking for a way out of the snares of death. 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Walking in the light means being totally open, honest, and ready to be reproached for Christ's sake. Our whole life is fair game, as our whole life is given to the Lord, symbolized by our baptism in water. I have a question. If you're dead to your desires, wants, needs, should we not be alive in Christ, doing the will of the Father, conformed to the image of His Son? John 4:34. Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. Romans 8:29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Should not our entire life be on display for the world to see if we're fully in the light? Luke 11:36. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Let us be circumspect of evil, yet not be afraid of it. As the scripture says, Proverbs 28:1, The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Let us be separate from the world, overcoming it by the power of the Holy Spirit, for God's glory and our neighbor's sakes. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And Revelation 12:11. And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.